Good morning. You are listening to Castle Country Radio Stations. Joining me in the studios for our weekly update, I've got Carbon County Sheriff Jeff Wood. How are you this morning, Jeff?
Awesome. It's good to be here today.
You know, it is. I'm not kidding you. The last couple of days, like, the temperature's still technically freezing, but, like, yesterday at my house, the real Phil, we were up to, like, 48 degrees. It was nice.
Yeah, you get a hint of spring. It's coming, I think.
I'm excited. You know, we've got a lot of snow this year, but we've also got a really beautiful spring lined up and ready to go. With that, a lot of us are going to be outside. A lot of us are going to be cleaning up the snow, cleaning up all the slush and the mud. Why not kind of keep an eye around your neighborhood while you're out there?
Yeah. You know, we want to do these neighborhood watches. This is something that we wanted to do earlier in my career as sheriff. It's just now's the time. We're finally getting to it. So if you live in an unincorporated area in the county and you want to have a neighborhood watch, get a hold of Whitney Waterfall with Emergency Management, and she'll point you in the right direction. We're going to start organizing those. But it would be nice to have one in Schofield and any of the outlying areas, you know, Kenilworth, Spring Glen, Miller Creek, Old Wellington Road. All those areas are places that we're looking at. Coal Creek.
So basically, if you're interested in being a part of this neighborhood watch, what is something that you would do?
So it's what they'll do is they'll organize a group of people to get together. They'll have their little meetings every now and again. They'll know of suspicious things to look for. For example, if you live out in Miller Creek, we have a lot of hay thefts out there. So we would want to be watching your neighbor's haystacks and make sure that the hay is not being stolen, or any suspicious characters that might be hanging around looking in people's cars or anything like that. So they would just meet. Kind of keep an eye on things. If they see anything suspicious, they'd alert the sheriff's office. We'd come out and check it out.
You know, I think it's really important because you think of how many times there have been vehicle thefts or random things of, you know, vandalism on people's property. These are things that could be prevented if the neighbor was just kind of glancing out the window every once in a while.
Yeah, and knew what to look for and who to call.
Exactly. Well, aside from that, you mentioned hay thefts. We've actually got a hay theft going on here at the radio station. The deer have found our goats' hay. The wildlife right now, they're struggling.
Yeah, with the snowpack the way it is, the wildlife's going to struggle. They're down low. They're extremely low. They're in town right now. And you're going to be tempted to want to kind of mess with them or feed them or something. Just leave them alone. That's the best thing you can do for them, is leave them alone. They're stressed, and they're doing all they can to survive right now. So, you know, and I saw on TV there was a moose that attacked some hikers. They can be dangerous if you get around the local wildlife. But with that comes the predators as well. So you could have cougars or anything around. So keep an eye out.
Yeah, absolutely. Keep an eye out. And like you mentioned, best course of action, leave them alone. I know that where I live, I see a handful of deer every single day because they want to walk on the roads. They are having a hard time. Once they get scared off onto the side of the road, the snow's clear up past their bellies, and it's hard for them.
Yeah, they struggle a lot in the cold temperatures, and they can't find the adequate food they need. And so this is a time of year that they're gonna have to fight to survive. So,
well, Sheriff, right now you guys are going through a process at the Sheriff's Department where you're looking for a couple new recruits.
Yep, we're going through a hiring process. So it's kind of interesting how that works. If you're ever interested in working for the sheriff's office, you need to get on one of our two rosters. We have a roster for the jail and the roster for the road. The road roster goes through the merit board. So you actually interview through the merit board before you get hired on. But so we're going through that. We see some opportunity for movement at the sheriff's office. And so we'll be probably picking up three or four in the next 6 months.
So definitely get into contact with the Carbon County Sheriff's Department to get additional information on that. Well, Sheriff, you come in every single week, keep us all updated. And aside from your weekly update here at the radio station, you are constantly updating the Facebook page.
Yeah, I like to keep everything on my Facebook. So if you ever wonder what's going on, there may be two or three different things a day that goes onto that Facebook. So it's a good source of information for community stuff. So I think I want to put the avalanche danger out. I want to throw that out. We're in a moderate avalanche danger around Carbon County right now. So if you're going into the backcountry, be very careful with the avalanche. Make sure you're prepared, have the equipment you need, and someone knows where you are.
Oh, absolutely. Especially with the warmer temperatures we've had in the last couple of days. I mean, you can just, in a flash of a, you know, blink of an eye, a big old chunk of snow falls. It melts too quick, and there it goes.
Yep. And it's dangerous.
So be safe out there. Stay updated all the time with what is going on in our local community by checking out the Carbon County Sheriff's Department's Facebook page. Well, Sheriff, as always, thanks so much for coming in.
It's my pleasure. Thank you.
For sure. You are listening to Castle Country Radio Stations. Make sure to keep your dials right here.